Welcome back to Everyday Heroes, a mini-series by Hero Devs where we explore the experiences of women in tech whose everyday effort builds bridges for others to follow. I'm your host, Wendy Hurst. The month of March in the United States is Women's History Month, and in this mini-series, we're chatting with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Justine Johnson. If you've ever contacted us about working at Hero Devs, she's the one you would have talked to. Justine is our Director of Talent Acquisition and HR Operations at Hero Devs. She joins us from Illinois today. Welcome, Justine.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself. You're in Illinois. What's that like?
Yes, I am in Illinois. I have a 2.5-year-old, Carter. You kind of already stole my thunder. I'm the Director of Talent Acquisition and HR Ops here. I started as just the tech recruiter, and then I do have some background in HR, so kind of working my way up here, which is exciting. And this summer, it'll already be 2 years since I've joined. So
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you do before you came here?
I was also a recruiter in the healthcare industry. It's kind of funny because I actually have my bachelor's in biology. Completely different than what I'm doing now. I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist, and the program at my college at Loyola was pretty new, so I didn't really feel comfortable going that direction, but I knew I wanted to be in healthcare. So I actually joined a skilled nursing facility as an activity director. And I was working closely with the PT department, and again, I thought I was going to kind of take that direction, but then the business office opened up, and I just learned that I love the people talking aspect of things. I was thrown into the fire there, and that's how I learned a lot of my HR recruiting stuff. And I love it. So I was there for about 3 years. I actually opened up a new building, a new location for that company. And then I moved on to a different company where I had 10 different offices that I was recruiting for. In the middle of COVID. So that was a lot of fun.
What made you initially want to be a physical therapist?
Good question. I don't know. I just liked helping people. You know, I did some volunteer work at the beginning of my college years, and I just liked helping people gain back their abilities, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think I can tie it back to recruiting because I'm helping people get jobs. So
yeah,
people in general.
Okay. How would you compare working like recruiting for tech to compare recruiting for maybe another industry?
You know, it's very different. Especially coming from healthcare during COVID, it was kind of like we got to hire. And you know, a lot of the skills can be teachable. You know, a lot of folks that I interviewed were like, I, you know, took care of my grandparents, or I take care of my younger siblings, or I have a child and I can do it. And that was great. But I feel like there it was more quantity versus quantity. Quantity versus quality. Whereas here it's focused on the quality versus the quantity, which I appreciate more. I didn't feel comfortable putting people who just needed a job or a paycheck and can do the job, but they're not really invested in it. Whereas in tech, I feel like people really enjoy, you know, what they're doing. They're invested in it more. And it's not something that they can really like jump from place to place, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Do you have any like crazy recruiter stories to share?
Oh man. Yeah, I definitely do have a lot. So again, during COVID and like the unemployment and whatnot, I would just get so many people who didn't show up for the interviews. You know, they would pick up the phone and they're clearly on the toilet. I'm like, what? Call me back. and then I would just get people who are too brutally honest where they're like, I don't know, I just need a job. So I figured I would just try here. I'm like, okay, please be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to work here. Better. You know, it's all little things that as a recruiter, it's like red flag, but yeah, those are some some of the things that I've experienced.
I imagine you've seen quite the spectrum of candidates, the way that they approach an interview. I'm curious to hear, like, of the ones that you think people don't realize they're doing, how could they do better?
So with a lot of industries being remote, or, you know, a lot of jobs now being remote, I feel like they're more laxed in the interview process. Whereas it's like, you know, you still have to present yourself well, even though, like, you know, for me, when I interviewed with Mitch, I was like, oh my God, I gotta look good. Like, even though I'm not in person, just, I feel like people nowadays don't really understand the importance of your appearance, even though you are remote. And just, you know, kind of bite your tongue, because yes, you want to be honest, but maybe you don't want to be too brutally honest where you say things like, you know, I just need a paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there still has to be that level of professionalism that I just don't feel is there as much as it used to be.
In your experience so far, whether at Hero Devs or other places, what's kind of a favorite project that you've worked on?
So not my last company, but the one before that, where I started as an activity director and worked my way up, I opened up a new building. And so it's similar to what Charity and I did here last year, where we focused on policies, procedures, and just making sure everything is kind of streamlined and like smooth sailing. I really enjoy that because, you know, while we're a newer growing company, obviously we're going to have new policies that we're going to want to put into place and change as we're, you know, tech is ever changing, right? So I just enjoyed being part of that beginning phase and making sure things are kind of up to date as we go.
How did Hero Devs compare?
You know, we already had policies and procedures in place. Same thing with my other company too, but it was just adapting, I guess, because even though you already have policies, procedures, it's not going to work for everyone. So again, it's just ever changing and just making sure that it fits for your current place right now, you know, because I worked for, it was an assisted living, skilled nursing and memory care. And so we were kind of like toying with what policies and procedures were at other locations of our kind. And we're like, well, this doesn't make sense for us. And so I think you just have to kind of be open-minded and just be like, okay, well, it's not always going to be the same. You have to adapt.
From a recruiter's perspective, I'm curious to see what your thoughts are about kind of the culture differences across industries that you've noticed.
Yeah, it's huge. There's a huge culture difference. You know, coming from like a team perspective, I'm not just I say this in my interviews. I'm not saying this from like a sales recruiting standpoint, but I feel like here, I mean, this is the first tech place I've worked with, and hopefully it's the only one, but we'll see. I think that it is, honestly, working here in particular is unlike any other company that I've worked for in the past. Like the transparency, the accountability, just the openness to hear other ideas versus previous places I've worked at. They're like, okay, yeah, we'll think about it. There's like no action behind, you know, what you bring to the table. And I think that that's important, because you can't always be the same, right? I mean, if you have an employee who's been with the company for 10 years and then you bring on new grads, it's like things are changing constantly regardless of the industry that you're in. And so you just, again, just the adapting to it and understanding that things have to change in order for it to be better. And I think that that's a huge difference from the culture, because in healthcare, like, yes, that's also changing too, but I feel like a lot of people are more stuck in their ways there.
Well, your answer just now kind of may or may not be the same, or at least related to the next question I want to ask, which is, if you could give a piece of advice to a big group of people, what would it be?
I think it's in our nature to overthink and overanalyze every aspect of what we do. I do it all the time. You know, I'm the type of person who's like, I have to think things out before I make a decision. But sometimes that's almost worse, because you have to go with your gut feeling at the same time. My gut is always right. You can ask a couple people on our team. It's always right. It's scary. So I feel like we just have to kind of let things run its course, and everything's supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen. I know a lot of people say that, but I truly believe in that.
Was there a time in your life when you didn't have that advice, but you wish that you did?
I think I'm always very hard on myself. So I feel like when I was wanting to make the jump from one industry to the next, because healthcare was all I knew, I think I was like, oh, am I going to be good enough? Am I going to, live up to the expectations? But, for someone, I guess this ties back into, women breaking into tech, and how I got here. You just have to realize that, especially for my roles and roles like similar to mine, you have transferable skills. And so, me hiring caregivers and nurses, while here I'm hiring engineers and project managers and sales, like I didn't do that before, but I feel like, again, if you have the transferable skills, you shouldn't be scared to do it. And that's something that I would tell myself, because I was like, do I want to? Should I just stay in healthcare? It's what I'm comfortable with. But I'm glad I did it.
Was there a time in your experience where you had to advocate for someone who was doubting themselves, like what you just described?
I feel like I do that all the time in my role as a recruiter. Especially when I talk with, not here in particular, but in the past, when I talk to new grads, they're like, I just don't know if I should get more experience. And I just tell them, like, you have to start from somewhere. I understand that there's a job description. And yes, certain jobs, certain roles, like they want to stick to that in particular, but you'll just never know until you try. I always hate when people are like, they don't have experience, and they're, looking through resumes and like, they don't have 5 years, but they might have 3 to 4. And again, the transferable skills from other positions. I just think that, again, you'll just never know until you try. We have 75 people on our team now. Yeah. I've hired 41 people in under 2 years. And so that's the other thing too. I was like, I was doubting myself, mm-hmm. but I'm like, I'm killing it.
Yeah, you are.
So just a little tooting my horn there, but it's good.
From your perspective, how do you think that the education system could support people entering the workforce?
I think, I used to work at my university, what's it called? Like the student center. And we did a lot of career fairs, just a lot of opportunities to give people and say, like, these are the different industries, these are different routes you can take. So I guess education and awareness would be important. And just making sure that, we open up ideas to folks who aren't necessarily thinking about it. But you want to encourage them and just say, like, you don't always have to follow a path that everyone else that are like you have taken. Professional development opportunities, I think, are huge too. And just advocating and representation. I think those are some of the important things that I would know.
As I've interviewed candidates myself, I often hear people ask the question about education versus experience. What would you say to someone who has that concern?
I think it's on an individual basis, you have to kind of look at it. For someone who has the drive, who has that like oomph to want to do better. I mean, honestly, nowadays, don't quote me on this, but I feel like education isn't always pertinent to what you want to do. I mean, look at me, right? I came from a bio background and I'm not doing anything with it. People-wise, yeah, but I just don't want people to think that because they don't have an education, they can't go far. It just kind of depends on your willingness to go far and how you want to get there. It doesn't have to be through school. I know a lot of places do require a degree, So I don't know. I just think that if you, because nowadays there's a ton of courses, like short courses that you can take online, on anything really. I mean, it doesn't have to be a 4+ year degree. I think that it just kind of depends on your drive to pursue whatever you want to pursue.
Well, thanks for sharing your experience with us today. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
Bye.